Now we have a recommendation here from Yaniv and Oren to read a few other articles following the previous topic.
That too is a continuation of the previous topic, and Pharaoh sent the people.
Okay, so we're reading the article when Pharaoh sent the people. It's Rabash's article, when Pharaoh sent the people. When Pharaoh sent the people, God did not lead them by the way of the Philistines, for it was near. Since God said, the people might change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the way of the desert to the Red Sea. We must interpret this according to the prevalent reality. When one wants to walk on a path of truth, each one asks, why? And it came to pass that when Pharaoh sent the people, meaning that the body as a whole is called Pharaoh, and he must choose to let the people come out, meaning all the powers and thoughts will be the Creator's and not under his control. This means that all his powers will serve the body, but he will use them for the sake of the Creator. Why did the Creator let them walk to the Holy Land, a land flowing with milk and honey, which the Creator promised to give the inheritance of the land to our holy fathers only through the faraway road, and did not give them the near road, as it is written, and God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, for it was near. Near and far mean that which is close to the mind, which the mind approves of doing. Also, it should be close to the heart, to coincide with one's heart, meaning what the will to receive in the heart feels is to its own benefit, as it was with Adam HaRishon before the sin, when the scrutiny was by bitter and sweet, as it is written in the introduction to Panim Masbirot.
Right, here too it's not very clear what he wants to add, but some scrutinies are lacking, missing, regarding the closer path. Right, there is a shorter path opposed to a longer path, and we need these scrutinies because we are doing the work, and so we need to collect and gather all the discernments, because through them we come to know the upper force, our God. And so the long path is the better path, not for the attainment of the near goal, which we can attain, we can arrive at over one day, or you can come to attain it in 10 days or a month. But for the purpose of scrutiny of these states and how to work with them, then what's preferable is the longer path. You can learn some trade in one day, and you can learn the same trade over a month. And then over a month, you also learn where and how everything is interrelated, new discernments are built within the person. And then he understands what's happening. He knows the reasons, he knows the causes and effects from each state, and then as an outcome of all these states he goes through, a special feeling is built within him called expertise. And one who did not go through it, but only saw what's happening. For him, it's called just knowledge. So there's a difference between one who knows and one who understands, right? To know, meaning that there is some grasp on the matter, but to understand means that you understand the foundations on which the outcome one arrives at is built. So God didn't send them through the short path, but rather through the long path. Close and far refers to what's close to the mind, meaning that the mind compels him to do these actions by which to achieve bestowal, right? It's worth it for me. And likewise, to be close to the heart, settling on one's heart, meaning that the will to receive in the heart will feel that it's in its best interest. So it's not worthwhile for this to be this way. It's not preferable. He must be in a struggle. As it was with Adam Rishon prior to the sin, meaning that he ate unripe fruit. He said, give it to me. And he received it, and he thought that it's in order to bestow, and he received in order to receive the fruit of the tree of knowledge, which is the scrutiny of bitter and sweet, as is written in the introduction to Panimus Birot. Yes. So, regarding bitter and sweet, that's the scrutiny that failed. Truth and lie need to be added to this, and it's not a scrutiny in the palate that you feel it, taste it immediately, but truth and false, that's a scrutiny that you acquire gradually, slowly, through many examinations, many states, and then when you come to feel it, you know all the reasons, all the causes that bring us effects which are good or bad, of this sort or that. A person sorts through them, arranges them, orders them, and then he becomes worthy of advancement. So there's no jumping out of Egypt straight into spirituality. There are stops along the way, and we are traversing those. Every day with you, we're going through these stops on the path, going through them, passing through, and so we advance. That's how we advance. Well, let's continue. What did you say we have there? Some articles also related to the short and long path.
Yes, in the Passover book, page 277, also Shamati 4, what is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in a work? We have a few recommendations.
Okay, so let's read what they sent me. They can send, but all right, I'm ready then.
So maybe we can start with The Passover book, the face of the Lord is in evildoers. It's Rabash's article, 584. The face of the Lord is in evildoers. The face of the Lord is in evildoers to cut off the memory of them from the earth. They cried out, and the Lord hears, and save them from all their troubles. We should ask, but the face of the Creator belongs to the righteous, not to evildoers, as it is written, by the light of your face you have given us mercy and life and peace. Only the Achoraim posterior is regarded as din, judgment, when he executes judgment on the wicked. We should say that this means that those people who want to walk on the path of the Creator, on the path of truth, see that they are always doing evil. They cry out to the Creator to save them from that state of evil. And everything that they could do, but could not be freed from the evil, as explained about the Exodus from Egypt, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God, and He delivered them from Egypt. Likewise, we should interpret here that the Creator shown His face to them, and then the concealment that they had departed from them. By the face of the Lord is in evildoers, the face of the Lord cancels even the memory of the evil. This is the meaning of cut off the memory of them from the earth. Eretz, earth, land, comes from the word ratzon, desire. Even a memory of the bad desire did not awaken in them because they cried out and the Lord hears and He saved them from all their troubles.
Again, please.
Okay, once again. The face of the Lord is in evildoers. To cut off the memory of them from the earth. They cried out, and the Lord hears and saved them from all their troubles. We should ask, but the face of the Lord belongs to the righteous and not to evildoers. As it is written, by the light of your face you have given us mercy and life. And peace. Only the Achoraim posterior is regarded as judgment when he executes judgment upon the wicked. We should say that this means that those people who want to walk on the path of the Creator, on the path of truth, see that they are always doing evil. They cry out to the Creator to save them from that state of evil. And everything that they could do, but could not be freed from the evil, as explained about the Exodus from Egypt, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and their cry went up to God, and He delivered them from Egypt. Likewise, we should interpret here that the Creator shone His face to them, and then the concealment that they had departed from them. By the face of the Lord is in evildoers, the face of the Creator cancels even the memory of the evil. This is the meaning of cut off the memory of them from the earth. Eretz, earth, comes from the word ratzon, desire. Even a memory of the bad desire did not awaken in them because they cried out and the Lord hears and saved them from all their troubles.
That's it. By shining the light of His face, the will to bestow, by that the will to bestow controls us, controls humans, and then man becomes really like the Creator to that extent. All right. Next.
So, we have another suggestion here from Yaniv C to go to the writings of Bala Sulam, Shamari 23, you who love the Lord hate evil.
Yes, that's a relevant article.
Okay, so we're reading again, Shamari 23 by Bala Sulam, you who love the Lord hate evil. In the verse, you who love the Lord hate evil, He preserves the souls of His followers. He will save them from the hand of the wicked. He interprets that it is not enough to love the Creator and to want to be rewarded with dvekut, adhesion with the Creator. One should also hate evil. Hatred is expressed by hating the evil called the will to receive. One sees that he has no way to get rid of it. And at the same time, he does not want to accept the situation. He feels the losses that the evil causes him, and also sees the truth, that one cannot annul the evil by himself, since it is a natural force from the Creator who imprinted the will to receive in man. In that state, the verse tells us what one can do, is to hate evil. And by this, the Creator will keep him from that evil. As it is written, he preserves the souls of his followers. What is this preservation or guarding? He will deliver them from the hand of the wicked. In that state, since he has some contact with the Creator, be it the smallest contact, he is already a successful person. In truth, the matter of evil remains and serves as an ahoraim posterior to the partsuf. But this is only through one's correction. Through sincere hatred of evil, it is corrected into a form of ahoraim. The hatred comes because if one wants to obtain dvekut with the Creator, then there is a conduct among friends. If two people realize that each of them hates what its friend hates and loves whatever his friend loves, they come into perpetual bonding like a stake that will never fall. Hence, since the Creator loves to bestow, the lower ones should also adapt to want only to bestow. The Creator also hates to be a receiver, as he is completely whole and does not need anything. Thus, men too must hate the matter of reception for oneself. It follows from all the above that one must bitterly hate the will to receive. For all the ruins in the world come only from the will to receive. And through the hatred, one corrects it and surrenders under the Kedusha, holiness.
Workshop. How do we reveal the hatred to the forces that separate us, that push us away from each other? How do we disclose the hatred to them? How am I impressed from the force that doesn't let me connect to the friends? How can I be impressed with hatred to this force? That's the meaning of hating Pharaoh. How do I develop the feeling of hatred to the forces of separation within the group? Talk about this. Recommend to each other what to do. Let's hear the focus group in the meantime.
Only if we work to develop the necessity for connection between us, as important as it will be for us, we won't be able to agree with everything that disturbs us on the path all the way to the hate. Only the importance of necessity of connection.
It's clear that what you said, Chanoch, if you have the need for connection, you want it, and you don't succeed, you hate everything that stands in your way. The question is, how do you get the need for connection? I don't have it. I'm 15 years on the path, and I don't have the need for connection. I can keep on living the way I live. I can keep on going forever. Everything's fine. I don't have it. Yoni.
I think the only way to get to it is to receive an impression, inspiration from the friends that connection is good. And then I can see that I'm distant from that good, from that connection because of that separation, and that should somehow beget the hate towards separation.
Rav, how do I, I'll rephrase my question. How do I awaken in me love for connection and hatred for disconnection in practice, in the group. How do I awaken the friends to that? How do I awaken myself, and how do I awaken the friends with this tendency to love the connection and to hate the separation and the distance? Go ahead.
I don't know exactly how, but one of the things that is unclear to me is that we have to work on it together. We have to create such an atmosphere where we see that everyone is giving their 110% effort, that this atmosphere will influence me to see that I'm not in it, and I would love to be in connection. There's high spirits in the importance of the goal, and that I'm lacking that, Avinon.
Yes. If we work correctly, we can use the separation to reach connection as well. The problem is the places we don't identify neither connection nor separation. We keep on being indifferent. That buries us. We have to fight it all the time and to try to awaken the friends' hearts.
I will be happy to say, but I feel like I'm failing it lately. I feel I have a great deal of necessity for connection. I'm trying to share it, but according to my corrupt ego, I don't see it influencing me at all. And it awakens a great prayer in me that maybe some change will come about. And right now, I don't see a way out, but I'm in a live broadcast, continue to pray for everyone to have that necessity.
We need, of course, we should act as if we are connected and evoke envy so that everyone would get the impression on their flesh that the ego is what's stopping him. And there's also the matter of, well, let's settle for that, Gioni.
Yeah, the need for connection has to be top of our mind all the time. And in it, when we can't connect the friends, when the friends give us examples, and there's envy to all the friends, that brings up more and more hate towards our nature. But I think the most important thing is that the end of the action is the initial act. We should constantly be top of our mind that we want to connect, we want the goal, we want to be closer and closer to bestowal and the connection with the friends. That's very important.
Since the nature of each and every one's point in the heart, there is the need. Everything is there and it's connected and bestowal. We have to help each other inflate this point so it grows for all the friends.
This necessity for connection and love, when I wish to awaken the friend, it would have, I don't know what, that's the cry Danny mentioned. I don't know how I turned to him to guide me. I tried with my own vessels and I couldn't do it with this friend and that friend. But nevertheless, I'm asking, I'm not giving up. We have nothing else besides that.
We should act as if we're connected and do actions, even though, as Oded says, we don't have the natural tendency for that. And the good result of this game is if we discover we're in exile, then we can call for the only light, the only force that can correct this thing.
Look how beautiful it is. What fire, what connection. Everyone is alert. I'm looking at your faces. When does this happen? Why does it happen during the day? Where are those stations we have to go through during the day? Like the meeting we had on Friday. These are the things we have to give our lives to. We have to create those options, those opportunities that now I feel the friends. I am included of your deficiency, of your frustration. I'm coming out of this lesson, you know, an hour and a half later, my heart is open to me. Let's generate more opportunities. We have to generate it. It's not going to come from above, Yoni.
Yeah, as it says in the excerpt that all the destructions in the world only come from the will to receive. If we could internalize this, we could understand the will to receive is causing all the ruins both externally and internally. Such a hatred would cause a yearning for the Creator for mercy to come from above, and it would give us the love for connection, the desire to devote ourselves and to connect more between us.
Nothing to add, Hanukh.
Actually, you added the most. You showed us the live example of what you should do. You should awaken. Doesn't matter what response you're getting. Even it doesn't matter if it doesn't seem to you succeeded. You're doing what you can. That's what's creating the frustration, the cry out. And we all have to follow you and do the same. Just do. We never know if we're succeeding or not. So just do the tactics. How can we engage and awaken everyone to connection? That's what we should do.
Well, I think it helps if we erase the thoughts that, oh, we were on the path for a long time. We were never on the path. We're like new students. It's my first day. I haven't even merited being a student of Rav, and from this zero to start advancing, because until we get a drop of Bina inside of us, we start nothing.
All the efforts that cause frustration. We have to reach as much as we can towards that during the day, so that in the end of the day, the calculation of the will to receive is that there is no life. It's only in the friends. And even if this sentence irritates me, I don't yearn for it. We have to, even before that, you have to make the calculations of how am I living and all that, but
Rav, because I'm made of the will to receive, I always remain in hatred for the will to receive, and because I build above the will to receive the intention to bestow, I am always with a tendency towards this intention to bestow. How can I at once hate the will to receive and yearn, love the will, the intention to bestow? How do I arrange myself so that I'm drawn to both always?
Name is Manuel Avinon.
Yes, I see the example of the friends that causes me to be drawn towards bestowal, and I see that there's something standing in my way, detaining me, not enabling me to be there. Everything is revealed through the friends.
The more we appreciate it, the quality of bestowal will be more important to us. And I think that naturally we will grow tired of the quality of reception and hate it. And the two will grow stronger for us simultaneously.
These are days of opportunity to come out of Egypt. We never had such an opportunity throughout history since the first exodus from Egypt. It's also natural that every day the heart of Pharaoh becomes heavier to a state that we don't even have one moment to take out of our life in order to think of the friends. We have to increase the importance of this moment to a state that we feel that we are losing everything. I don't even know how to increase importance. But everyone should think that if they're not putting everything they have on the scale, his whole life is worth nothing. Amit.
Yeah, what can I say? Connection can give us these two polar opposite feelings, like the example we give of the wheel. One is up, one is down, but constantly keep the connection. You have to be tightly close to that central axis. It doesn't matter the feelings. One is impressed, one is frustrated. So what? So in the world to receive. The important thing is that everyone will be moving forward all the time, always facing forward, never stop. And then inside this crazy movement, this carousel, the feelings come and go until the frequency gets faster and faster, like, and the amplitude grows, and it appears almost in parallel.
Rav, how do we ensure each one, or promise each one to his friends in the 10, that he won't let go of the care for connection throughout the day and the hatred for disconnection? How do I promise my friends that I won't let go of my tendency towards connection and hatred to the disconnection, and all I'll care about is that it will grow? Are we in need of arvut here, support, some actions during the day to hold each other so that each one will feel the shivers that he has to be drawn to it, attentive, alert, and to care only for that, that he's afraid to lose the intention, the desire, the tendency, the fear? How can each one promise this, that this is how he will behave? What do we need for that? How can we decide together that we'll hold each other? How will we make sure that that's the only thing that lies between us? And all the time we're concerned about it staying and developing more until out of this fire, the Creator will be revealed. Please.
No, how, but we have to decide that's what we're doing, that's what we want, and that's what we must do. We have an example. that Rav gave us with stopping the smoke. How such a thing that is stronger than a person, it stops overnight because of the feeling of Yarvut. He committed to do it before the group, so we have to commit very clearly that the feeling that we're all feeling, that alertness, that necessity, we're not coming off of it. Each one should decide what he has to do during the day to care for that. And each one has to hold everyone in his heart, and I don't know where. But it's possible. We have to stop letting go because it's impossible. It's possible and it's necessary.
It's possible and it's necessary. I'm trying to integrate with you and annul before what you were doing.
There's great fear from this place where we commit again, say more words and not able to live up to it because of all the past experiences. But together with that, we have an opportunity to put in the effort, and that's what we want to appreciate. That's what we want to value, and we can see the greatness of it. We want to exert and love friends and do everything in our power. And even if we fail, we will rejoice as a result because we have another opportunity to ask the Creator to see that we can't do it without Him.
While Amit was talking, I forgot about something I had to do yesterday. I was also ashamed, but I want to hear Nahari.
What unites all the end extreme ends is the goal. We have to strengthen that and all the support around it, which is the greatness of our teacher, the greatness of the quality of bestowal, the greatness of this path. But the goal, we have to clarify the goal that will turn all the streams of life into fuel, because there's infinite fuel. Just how do you point it in the right direction? That's the goal. From that, we invite the Creator, the light of the Creator, so you will do the action eventually.
Yeah, even the fuel is cheap now all over the world. We have an opportunity, and on Passover it's even cheaper. We have an opportunity. This is the light of Pesach. We have to use it today, not tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. So let go and give as much as you can, each of us, and or expecting the Gabbai and Shatz to lead us and to instruct us, and we'll do that as well.
I can only say that I will make this effort every day as much as possible. It doesn't matter how the Creator will throw me out 1,000 times a day, but I will always come back to it. I'll go back to it, I'll make the efforts, I'll ask the Creator to help you. Gilad will reach Messiah's shofar.
Okay.
Horn.
So we're going to read again the shofar of the Messiah.
This is page 457 in the writings of Baal HaSulam.
So hold on 1 minute. The shofar of the Messiah. In Hebrews, page 457. The shofar of the Messiah. the horn of the Messiah. Redemption only through Kabbalah. Know that this is what it means, that the children of Israel are redeemed only after the wisdom of the hidden is revealed to a great extent, as it is written in the Zohar. With this composition, the children of Israel emerge from exile. This is because at that time there was hope for redemption, as the writing of the Zohar, which began in the days of Rashbi, was during the days of Bar Kochva. Rabbi Akiva, Rashbi's teacher, said about him, "There will step forth a star out of Jacob." Also, after the ruin of Beitar, there was great hope.
Meaning, there were such times where the greatest Kabbalists, meaning those who attain spirituality, the Creator to some extent, we can say the height of their attainment, who are we to say that, but to measure that, but they thought that redemption is here. And why do we think that this redemption should come during our time? They were great. They attained and practiced such spiritual degrees, and us, how come we think that we deserve any of it?
Title: Writing the Zohar and Concealing It. Because of this, Rashbi permitted himself and disclosed the wisdom of the hidden in his books, the Zohar and the Tikkunim. However, it was with great care, since he permitted only Rabbi Abba to write, for he could disclose with intimation, so only the sages of the children of Israel would understand, and the sages of the nations would not understand, for fear that the wicked would know how to serve their masters. For this reason, as soon as they saw that the time was too soon for Israel's redemption, they hid it. That was at the time of the sages, the Savoaim. Since we find much that our sages, that Savoaim, wrote their matters inside the Zohar. Title: Disclosing the Kabbalah is the Creator's Will. Indeed, it was the Creator's will that it would appear. This is why it wandered onto the widow of Rabbi Moshe de Leon. She inherited the manuscript from her husband, and he probably told her nothing of the prohibition to disclose, and she, by chance, put it up for sale.
Meaning, we see that there are such things that don't follow the upper idea, upper world, the Sefirot. Of course, it all comes from there, but until it comes down to our world and starts to work in our world, there are forms that are totally remote from spirituality and the height of the matter. Look, this woman who knew nothing about it took those books, well, manuscripts, right? Well, all the books used to be manuscripts back then, and sold them. She had another way to make a living. And through that, the wisdom of Kabbalah was revealed to the world. Who thought that this is how it should have been? Such high, exalted things revealed by a simple woman who didn't understand what she was doing. Meaning the Creator arranges it and things in such a way that he gives each and every body a desire, and a person carries it out, and everything works out.
Title: Israel's Troubles Are Because of the Disclosure of Kabbalah. Indeed, to this day, this matter caused many ruins in the house of Israel for the above reasons.
Yeah, because specifically, because the wisdom of Kabbalah was revealed, then the hate towards one another was revealed between the nations of the world and Israel. And all the our troubles come to us from that. We didn't hear about so many troubles before the revelation of the Zohar by the widow of Moshe de Leon.
Title: The Benefit from Disclosing the Kabbalah. However, there is no bad without good. Therefore, this control that the nations have obtained by stealing the secrets of Torah gave a big thrust to the development of holiness. In my assessment, we are in a generation that is standing at the very threshold of redemption. If we only know how to spread the wisdom of the hidden to the masses.
That's the condition, that we are on the threshold of redemption if we knew how to disseminate this wisdom among the masses, to the whole world. That's the condition.
First benefit. Apart for the simple reason of, quote, he has swallowed down riches and he will vomit them up, end quote. For this will reveal to all what is between my son and my father-in-law, and the difference between the core of the nucleus and the upper klipa, shell, for which all the sages of the nations in the world peeled. This is because all the camps of Israel that have denied the Torah are sure to return to the Creator and to His work.
Meaning, although their great problems came by the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, since it's clear there's a great difference between the wisdom of Kabbalah itself and all the other wisdoms there, the Greek, the Roman, etc. However, there's a great profit alongside this, because the path opened up to everyone to come close to the upper force, to recognize it and to open up for ourselves, for all generations, for humanity, the world in which we exist, and not remain in a state of unconsciousness, and lack of understanding, ignorance, our eyes shut, where we don't understand where we are. The differences between existing in the lowest state, or and the feeling of feeling ourselves in the degree of the Creator.
Second benefit, there is another reason for it. We have proof that there is a precondition for redemption, for all the nations of the world to acknowledge Israel's law, as it is written, and the land will be full of knowledge, as in the example of the Exodus from Egypt, where there was a precondition that Pharaoh too would acknowledge the true God and his laws and would allow them to leave.
That's what we do. With you, we open the wisdom of Kabbalah for the first time ever to the whole world, to all nations, all languages, no exception. So everyone would know about the single upper force that governs everything and does everything, and you can get to know him, and that it's permitted and everyone is invited to it. That's what he's saying. To such an extent that our will to receive that exists in all the still vegetative and animate would feel the connection to godliness through us, and Consequently, all the degrees of creation will be corrected, and a wolf laid with the lamb, so much so that all the degrees of creation would be corrected. So when we're talking about the ecology and all those things happening in the world, viruses and such, only by connecting to the upper force, he appears through us, and then he corrects everything. There's no other correction to the world.
Redemption through disclosing Kabbalah to the nations of the world. This is why it is written that each one from the nations will hold a Jewish man and lead him to the Holy Land. It is not enough that they could leave by themselves. You must understand from where the nations of the world came by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom, so they will evidently see the true God and the true law.
Look what it says. Each one of the nations will hold a Jewish man who's connected with the Creator and lead him to the Holy Land. So even that man who is holding to the Creator, by holding on to him, the nations of the world, he will advance to godliness. They bring him their ahab, their great desires. And it was not enough that they could leave by themselves. And you must understand where the nations of the world came by such a will and idea. Know that this is through the dissemination of the true wisdom of Kabbalah. So the key to it is dissemination. But dissemination has to be, nevertheless, out of the coming closer between us, the special force between us, to the extent we resemble the Creator in the connection between us, the source of it, the center of the ten, each and every ten. From there should come the tendency towards disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then we will be rewarded with connecting to the Creator, and this dissemination will bring all of reality to the revelation of the Creator in it.
Dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah the world over. The dissemination of the wisdom in the masses is called a shofar, a horn, like the shofar, whose voice travels a great distance. The echo of the wisdom will spread the world over. So even the nations will hear and acknowledge that there is godly wisdom in Israel.
Meaning there has to be dissemination, wide, far-reaching. Do not conceal anything. Make it close and accessible to everyone, and so everyone would know how far is it reaching and where is it taking everyone.
The revelation of the Kabbalah to all the nations is the revelation of Eliyahu, Elijah. This task was said about Eliyahu the prophet, since the disclosure of the secrets of Torah is always referred to as the disclosure of Eliyahu. It is as they have said, let it rest until Elijah comes. And also, the Tishbi will answer the questions and problems. This is why they said that 3 days prior to the coming of the Messiah, Elijah would walk on the hilltops and blow a great horn.
And we need to hear that great shofar, the great horn that comes 3 days before the arrival of the Messiah.
Disclosing the Kabbalah to all the nations is a precondition for the complete redemption. You must understand these intimations. This issue of the shofar is only the disclosure of the wisdom of the hidden in the great masses. It is a necessary precondition that must be met prior to the complete redemption. and the books that have already been revealed through me in this wisdom will testify to it, that matters of the greatest importance have been spread out like a gown for all to see. This is a true testimony that we are already at the threshold of redemption, and the voice of the great Shofar has already been heard, though in the distance, for it still sounds very softly. Indeed, every greatness requires prior smallness. There is no great voice if it is not preceded by a soft sound. And this is the way of the Shofar. Its voice grows progressively. And who better than I knows that I'm not at all worthy of being even a messenger and a scribe for disclosing such secrets, much less to understand them down to their roots. So why has the Creator done so to me? It is only because the generation is worthy of it, as it is the last generation which stands at the threshold of complete redemption. For this reason, it is worthy of beginning to hear the voice of the Shofar of the Messiah, which is the revealing of the secrets, as has been explained.
This is the state we're in. I hope that you are correctly impressed by the article. And indeed, this is our role, to continue to advertise and to advertise it from the center point of each and every 10 where we're trying to connect. And then if we have which is in the center of the 10, and we have the point to which we have to bring all of humanity, the whole world, then we would truly be able to be as loyal messengers for the Creator. Well, I think more or less the lesson we can conclude. But my last question, how, nevertheless, during the day we develop this tendency until we truly come to the desirable result, the revelation of the Creator inside of us? Go ahead. How do we work on it until we discover the Creator between us, workshop?
We have to continue what we were talking about, not wanting to let go of the care for each other that we want to determine during the day, anchors, so that we can really commit, as Chanoch said, in the personal level, to see what awakens him and what awakens the care for his friends. And I think everyone feels, we commonly feel, that we need at least twice to commit to everyone connecting, and we really make an emotional status, and we open our hearts to each other and keep on praying. Yoni.
Yeah, what I am coming out of with today is the last part we read about the hate to the whole to receive. Of course, it's coming in a very directed way from the Creator. But nevertheless, it's not enough. It doesn't mean that we have to agree with it. The Creator wants to point to us the place of correction, so parallel to the love and connection between the friends. We have to remember how much the world receives is separating us, causing all the ruins. And the polarity of these two things has to bring us the prayer to the Creator.
Humanity is in a special state. There is one deficiency. The Creator drew a line It's a straight line for everyone. It's a kind of a chap. And that's our place to clothe on it, to give each other strength, to let the light flow, and to everything we tasted, we should pass on to them, because it's not for us, it's for them. Then we can close the loop. And there the Creator should be happy.
Yeah, if we give joy to the Creator and exert in that and work on this idea and the connection between us in the center, this is our common effort, really. That's the connection between us. We connect around that effort. So everyone would sit and try to hold on to the others, that they will succeed.
To really clothe in the deficiency that the public has, their darkness of Egypt, and to see. And we can see it's on behalf of the Creator that He has the remedy. Only the connection beyond this corporeal world to find a way how to pass on something to them in the warmth and the connection between them, to rise above the ego, to really be in it. It's a new desire to draw nearer so we can pass it on to the world.
We started last week this dissemination action with the whole 10. We started to scrutinize how to pass it on. We saw how Avius 10 is doing it to share the message, and Leo has all the impressions. We should talk with the Gabayan Shat, so something practical would come out of it, and the prayer would go out. Amit.
Aiti Chanoch.
First of all, we should bring the focus out of myself to the friends, to care for them, not for myself, and dissemination. Gabay and Shatz are nice. That's good. It doesn't mean that they have to do it and we are waiting for something. We should simply do. Everyone can act. When it's burning in you, take responsibility and do it.
Song, Gilad.
Yes, so let's end the lesson with a song, and after it, immediately after the song, we'll have reports from info.
וקרים תוכל למצוא חום חברים חיים זה אהבה בין כולם לאהוב עד קצה העולם נוסטרה וידה אקסיסטן אל אמון אין ומונדו סים אס דולור לוס אמיגוס נוס צ'בן אג'י Todos juntos cantemos al fin. We choose life. Choose we life. Choose life. Choose we life. Are life. Life is we. We choose life. Choose we life. Choose life. Choose we are life. Life is we. La vita, l'amore.
vita, l'amore nel mondo, la vita, la scelta di amici, cantiamo tutti insieme.
La vie, c'est l'amour entre tous, la vie, c'est l'amour dans le monde, la vie, c'est choisir ses amis. Allez, chantons tous ensemble. Life is we choose life, we choose life, we are life, life is we.
וקבוצת אינפו, בבקשה.
כל החברים.
אינפו גרופ, פליז.
All the friends. We're going to hear an update on the dissemination in Europe, and then the schedule, and Vlad will say a few words, but we'll start with our friends from Europe. Go ahead.
Hello, friends. So in Europe, we're keeping on every day to translate and to broadcast the morning lessons, morning programs with Rav, and we broadcast them on Facebook. There's a lot of demand for these programs, and all the tips we're translating reach a few branches in each language. Today we're going to have a Zoom with Holland and Spain. So please.
Good morning, friends. Short update from the dissemination from Holland, from the Holland group. Since the coronavirus, we've placed 350 articles, and they were published in all the different social media, 120,000 views and over 350,000 distributed over the different people in those media. It's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and mainly Quora. We also are in contact with the English writing team and supporting them on the English platform of Quora and putting up votes there as well as in Medium. Very important is that we established an NGO in Holland. It's called EFA, Education for All. And we're producing a strategy at the moment together with the Italian and Spanish group. We're doing workshops. Italians leading there. The help of Moshe Admoni, who else than Moshe would take us out of Egypt. Other dissemination, we're translating the blog of Rav, of course, in Dutch, and other BB material from the English and Russian speaking groups, like the clip of Simeon Vinokur. And we do have active participation in the English speaking young groups and more external BB circles. Over to Carlos.
Hola, amigos. Qué bonito oír a todos los amigos cuando se unen para la difusión. Es increíble. Esto está ocurriendo también aquí.
Hello, friends. So great to hear all the friends uniting for dissemination. It's happening here in Spain. All the days we're together. It's like there's no time that's not spent on being together. We unite around all those stories of the coronavirus, everything that gives us the strength to lift the public, and we realize it with a lot of content on El Círculo, the Circle, the page that we opened for the general public, also on Facebook. We have daily meetings, and we give great feedback to these discussions with the people. We develop strategies how to connect with people. We are operating 5 circles with all the people in Spain, with educators, artists, creative people, families. We are creating from now to the future a stable platform of discussions every Tuesday and Thursday to give this strength more and more. We also work on writing content for the platforms. All the friends are united in this great effort, and we're working also on a letter to the government. We wish to send a letter to the government with the great friends Chaim Watz and Noam Alivne. We are certain we will bring the unity that will unite the governments. Thank you, friends. Our unity is the goal and purpose of this entire attack. We're the only solution to this crisis. Only together, friends.
Okay, we'll move on to a report for today's schedule. Please pay attention. We have many items, so let's follow. First thing we want to say is that 1575 connections on Sviva Tova and 1308 friends connected through the galaxy. We remind you it's important to register to the galaxy. This morning at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a live program with Senka and Rav. Then until 11:15, we'll be with Gilad Shadmon. We're going to have a meeting with the writers at 11:15 until 12:15. Afternoon lesson will be at 1:30. The friends are doing that. And at 4:45 afternoon, we're having a preparation to a lesson with Rav, and then, of course, a meal.
Good morning, friends all over the world. I want to continue and say that we are during the coronavirus era, and although it feels like we spend a long time in quarantine, please don't let go. It's only starting. Let's put it this way: the second wave. That we don't know exactly where it came from, not from carriers or from sick people. So it's very important. I'm emphasizing it's very, very important to stay close to the guidelines of the Ministry of Health wherever you are. And what's important and for everyone is personal hygiene, 2 meters or 6 feet distance between people, and wearing a face mask. If you have any symptoms like fever, unexplained fatigue, cough, chest pains, everything that's written everywhere and everyone already read, you should talk to a doctor, you should get tested so not to pass the disease to others. I'm asking you again, be careful, let's look after one another, and have a good day.
Let's end with a song.
What goes on here between us in this life we're all dying to know? What awakens between us in my heart? I can't take it no more. If we've made it so far, it's a sign that we're close to our goal. So we march on together, and soon we'll discover our soul. Let it all out, leave all your cares, and begin to dissolve.
make no one try. Let it all out. Leave all your cares and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair. No, we won't stop. We climb up the ladder. We climb to the top. La 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 la. Lost our way. The world around us is burning. We can hasten the time day by day if we pray. We spent years in the desert with Moses. We went through the sea. Now we've gathered together. It's us, there's no more you and me. Let it all out. Leave all your cares and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop. Keep moving together, we let no one try. Let it all out. Leave all your cares and begin to dissolve in the love in the air. We won't despair, no, we won't stop.